This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is in London today for the NATO summit as impeachment proceedings continue in Washington. The House Intelligence Committee is today to release its report on testimony and evidence it's gathered over the past month. Trump, after meeting with the NATO president hours ago, was asked about the impeachment proceedings by reporters.
Now they want to go to censure because they have no case for impeachment. So they want to go to censure. I don't want them to go to censure. I did nothing wrong. I don't mind being censured if you do something wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Cyber Monday sales reaching $9.2 billion, according to initial estimate from Adobe Marketing and Consumer Insights, a 17% increase over last year and a new record. A dangerous winter storm now blamed for at least 8 deaths. It's to keep pounding the Northeast and New England today. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. FellowshipHomeLoans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
After claiming innocence now for a couple of years, a Republican congressman from California is expected to plead guilty to federal charges today. The San Diego lawmaker Duncan Hunter, accused of using around $250,000 in campaign donations for his personal use, including vacations and extramarital affairs. In Chicago, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is out as the city's top cop, Mayor Lori Lightfoot firing him after an investigation found he was asleep inside his vehicle.
Eddie Johnson engaged in conduct that is not only unbecoming, but demonstrated a series of ethical lapses and flawed decision-making that is inconsistent with having the privilege of leading the Chicago Police Department.
Johnson admitting to drinking before he was found slumped over the steering wheel in his car. The mayor said there's additional information regarding his conduct, but she says she's not releasing it, in her words, out of deference to his wife and children.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
After 3 days of spending, Americans are today being asked to give on Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday, a worldwide movement aimed at promoting generosity and helping others with the gift of time, goods, and monetary donations. Initial data shows sales on Cyber Monday reached $9.2 billion. That's a record and a 17% increase over last year, according to Adobe Marketing and Consumer Insights. A French fry shortage could be on the horizon. Bloomberg reports potato production in the U.S. and Canada this autumn has been hit hard by an early frost and early snow. Processors now scrambling to buy up what's left of the harvest, so there's not a shortage of fries. Potato production in the U.S. is at its lowest point since 2010. Oh, and that new television you just got a great deal on could be spying on you. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This comes from the FBI, which is warning that smart TVs with internet connections and facial recognition capability are vulnerable to hacking. And even without a hack, that technology could allow the manufacturer and app developers to keep an eye on you. A malicious actor could do everything from change your channels to spy on what you do and say when you're near your TV. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as usual. Enjoying a part of your day. Jordan Sekulow, the executive director of ACLJ, joins us now. Jordan, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, time for an update. We appreciate you being on the legal team for the president. Of course, this is going to be a wild week as the House tries to assemble their reasoning their reasoning for an impeachment. Tell us where we are on that.
I think where we are is a very dangerous place for Democrats because their first hearing, and this is the first hearing from the House Judiciary Committee, is not going to be fact witnesses. It's not going to be, in fact, we don't even have a witness list yet, which is why the White House rightfully declined to be participating in this at all. And we can get into that in a moment. But the idea that this is, we're going to hear from law professors about the impeachment clause of the Constitution and maybe Federalist number 65. And again, their interpretations of it. I mean, that's not what impeachment's about. It's very clear in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Article 1 and Article 2 spell it out. I mean, the House duty, the Senate duty, and what the standards are.
Exactly.
And they're fairly broad. If they want to move that way, they can. But, I mean, from all these constitutional scholars, let's just be quite honest. It's failed both times. It's been officially instigated against the president.
Mm-hmm.
Both Andrew Johnson has failed. And it failed against Bill Clinton. So ultimately, you can hear all you want from these constitutional scholars. I don't care if they're leftist on the right. I mean, it doesn't really matter because it hasn't worked. And it's politically, it's very political. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, in recent history, it's politically backfired on the party that has tried to do it and then fails. And we know that that's kind of, we know how this book ends if Nancy Pelosi actually moves forward with this.
Right. There's more and more conjecture and possibility that she is looking for an off-ramp. I don't see it, but you have a better purview of it than I do, certainly, so I yield to your perspective on that. I think she would like to be able to get out of it because, I mean, she can only hold up this ruse for so long. And, Jordan, as you were saying, first of all, you got to start with the American people. Well, start with her. She knew that she had to have bipartisanship in order to proceed with impeachment. There's not one Republican that has come over to their side and said, okay, you've convinced me. So that's bothersome. The other thing is you look at the reality of the polls, like them or not, the polls are moving in the wrong direction for impeachment. They're saying, forget it. Let's move on. Not to mention that they are underestimating the sense of fairness that most Americans have. They see this sham for what it is. They're seeing that the system is rigged, just like you talked about. You know, these law professors, I mean, why are we having more people come in and offer opinion? You know, we've maintained on this show, Jordan, I say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. Well, the Democrats love it. They love anonymous reporting. They love opinionating and all this stuff because it gives them this broad, you know, amount of room. I mean, Adam Schiff, you know, he becomes a thespian in the midst of those goalposts. I mean, he starts getting so overly dramatic. It's ridiculous. Are you kidding me? And so, go ahead.
It is. I will say this. I think that the only way they don't vote is if Nancy Pelosi can convince her members for them to just keep hammering away at hearings, hearings, hearings. Now, here's the risk. American people already don't like these hearings. It's kind of like presidential harassment. They need to kind of refocus the attention on the election. They need to figure out who their candidate's going to be and then focus on that, because she knows if she moves forward with impeachment, a lot of those candidates who are senators are going to have to sit there as jurors while Republicans are in control, and they could drag that thing out for 3 months if they wanted to.
Exactly.
Just bashing the president. So, bashing the Democrats, the process, the whistleblower will have to testify. If not, they'd be in contempt of Congress, could be hauled before a judge for real. I mean, so all of this phony business that was happening and has been happening in the House goes out the window, and usually the Senate will adopt the federal rules of civil procedure. And that means that most of the people they called fact witnesses that testified would not be able to testify under those rules, because they were only providing hearsay. And, I mean, maybe the only person that could testify is Sondland. And even he said everything
he presumed
came down to was based off presumptions.
Exactly.
So again, they had no smoking gun witness. So now they're going to try to bring in law professors to try and convince the American people that they should remove a president less than a year before an election, when we all have a chance to decide if we want to keep him as president or not.
Exactly.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, I think, to average folks. And that's the deal with impeachment. You've got to reach past insiders. You've got to reach past even listeners to your broadcast and people
exactly.
Follow what I do and our work.
Mm-hmm.
You've
right.
got to reach to people who are kind of not that. They don't pay that close attention. They might, you know, they usually vote in like presidential elections, and that's about mm-hmm. it. You gotta get to them to convince them, and that has not been done. And I feel like, you know, at a certain point, you gotta like pack up your bags, do some legislating that's popular and bipartisan that you can take credit for too, Nancy Pelosi, and then figure out your candidates and run against Donald Trump and focus on that. Because if you continue down this road, you're not hurting the president, you're hurting the Democrat Party.
Right.
Fine with me. Mm-hmm. If they want to keep doing that. But again, I think that it's not good for the nation.
Well, Jordan, getting back to the law professors here, I understand the ratio is 3-1. 3 that side with a reason for impeachment, and only 1 who sides with, and disagrees with the sentiment of the Democratic Party. I mean, you're stacking the deck right off the bat, and we go back to that issue of fairness. The people are going to understand it, and they're going to be more and more resentful to who? The Democrats for, you know, staging this whole fiasco.
That's right. I mean, and that is the issue, is that the backfire potential is so huge amongst independents who care about not so much foreign policy discussions about is it right policy, is it wrong policy, because that's what's again, never real the presidential debate. That's when you can have those that's when it comes to light, and then you choose your president.
Exactly.
But what they don't like is Congress not legislating. And you know what's happening? It's interesting. Behind scenes is the Senate continues to do the work that they're able to do without the House, and that means they continue to confirm a lot of conservative judges to the federal bench. And again, they're not getting any attention on a lot of these, some who would be considered, you know, controversial by the left, but even left groups who focus on that can't cut through the media at all because of the impeachment, hyper circus. And so they're just sliding, you know, passing on right through.
Exactly.
So I think, you know, it's hurting the Democrats on multiple fronts, and I don't laugh about it. I don't take it lightly that they're trying to do this to our president. But at the same time, you know, I am involved in politics, and this is a very bad look for Democrats right now.
Well, you know, and I can understand the levity and the perspective on it, Jordan, because I'll tell you, after Thanksgiving weekend and talking to people who are, you know, concerned, and where, you know, the rules of engagement around the Thanksgiving table was open to where you could have a little bit of a discussion. I mean, it is worrisome for people, for citizens here in this country that want to have this government moving and wondering, you know, what is going on? Because you know when you're being worked, when you're being deceived, and this is the general sentiment. Even if they don't like Trump, they just don't like the process.
That's right. That they feel like, okay, at least give me the chance to make the vote. You know, it's been 3+ years. It's less than a year away from the election. Why am I not just giving the American people their duty to elect their president?
Right. Well, we've got to go to break. We've got to go to break. Time out real quick. More from Jordan after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065. Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your case implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We're fresh and independent. Jordan Sekulow is with us, the executive director of the ACLJ and member of President Trump's legal team. Jordan, real quick, before we get back into the deep waters of this situation, more Americans are very disappointed that what has been the tradition, that our politics would stop at the water's edge. We've got a president. He's meeting with NATO, and he should have the full force and support of the American people at his back. But instead, as he's heading out of Dodge, he's got the full force of negativity from the Democratic Party hitting him in the face. I mean, this does not bode well for the image of America with our European allies or, you know, those in NATO that are supposed to, be watching our back here.
That's right. I mean, it's part of the White House counsel's reasoning, which, again, we completely agree with as the president's personal legal team, that the White House counsel said, you scheduled this hearing on the date you knew the president would be gone, representing the United States at NATO with world leaders in London. So you're going to try to distract, again, from major foreign policy and national security issues. And then the world will be focused on our circus that we're conducting. Now, I think law professors are going to be even probably more boring than these fact witnesses, except for the fact that they can kind of say whatever they want because they're just going to be giving opinion. They weren't involved at all. So some could make some pretty crazy remarks about the president. And again, they're not violating any oath. It's just their opinion. And so I that's why I think they made a good point in the White House counsel letter. Mm-hmm. It was President Clinton's attorneys got to pick the dates. They were best because they got to look at the presidential calendar that would be the least harmful to our national security while this process was ongoing. And even then, after that process, Congress decided we're not going to have independent counsels anymore that can do this. And instead, if there's a moment, it has to be done by DOJ. I think that was a wrong decision to begin with. Mm-hmm. And I think Jim Comey got what he wanted, but the Democrats didn't get the outcome they wanted from the Mueller report. So they moved on to Ukraine. And it's not good for Ukraine either. This is not good for one of our allies also who is fighting, some Russian aggression on their own. So all in all, this is the Democrats. I think it gets back to they're trying to dirty up the president. Weak him as much as possible for the election. It just isn't working.
No.
It's doing the opposite effect. And at some point, they got to realize that. And I think, listen, their worst nightmare is when either A, they bring witnesses forward that we could cross-examine, whether they would be, because they are threatening, I say this, Bill, to bring in the Mueller information. And if they do that, then that would bring in us as the president's legal team.
Right.
We handle that aspect, not the White House. They really want us cross-examining that? I mean, no, they don't really want that. So they're going to also make it impossible for any of us to participate. Now, we knew that probably going into the House. Mm-hmm. In the Senate, things changed dramatically.
Exactly. Well, it's almost, I got to imagine that Donald Trump is linked. Yeah, I got to imagine the president's licking his chops for, the potential of it going to the Senate. If Nancy Pelosi does not find an off-ramp on this deal and it goes to the Senate, I mean, they're already talking. Look, they want Schiff on the stand. They want him under oath, and let's answer some questions. You've been saying all these years you've got the goods. We want to know also how dirty your team is, because it seems to be dirty, whether it's not, maybe not your hands directly, but your team members involved with the whistleblower. Or what is all that about? I mean, there are many questions that could come down. And Jordan, you're a lot better than I am on that. And I could imagine this could be a real field day for the legal team to really get down to the bottom of all this mess.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And that's why I wonder if the Democrats will ever let us get that chance. I mean, I think that they, in a sense, Nancy Pelosi's hand is forced and she'll have to have this impeachment vote. But I still keep in the back of my mind that she's trying to and convince her members, because of the political damage that vote could cause and the fact that they're handing it over to the Republicans to rip apart their entire, calling it a case is like over the top,
yes.
This hoax that they've tried to pull on people. is going to backfire even worse. So instead, come up with some other option. You know, censure, keep investigating, but do it in a more quiet way that's not like the only thing they're doing. If she could convince him of that, I think she'd take it, but I'm not sure she has that power anymore under her caucus. So yes, I think the president is, and we are kind of all welcome the chance to have this trial in the U.S. Senate with real due process, real federal rules of civil procedure, conducting an affair in open and honest way. And I hope, honestly, at this point, I actually kind of hope that we get there, because if not, this kind of just hangs out there.
Well, Jordan, I think that every fair-minded American wants their day in court. I mean, the president has been bombarded with all these charges. You can tell really quickly. I mean, the parade of the state officials that they brought on that supposedly had all this credibility, that these Democrats and all the Sunday shows are claiming that, you know, they had empirical evidence. And you go, wait a minute. The only guy that talked to the president is Sondland. And you said this in the first segment, is he presumed that that's what the president intended. Well, wait a minute. That's not fact. There were no facts that were disseminated in any of these things. If anything, and I'm a business guy, and Devin Nunes said it right, is what we saw was an HR problem. These people needed to take their problems to human resources and complain about the way business was operating within their confines, not come to the Senate in front of God and everybody and complain like a bunch of spoiled brats because they weren't getting their agenda. Well, it's not about their agenda. It's the president's agenda.
No, that's right. I mean, and see, this is the issue, is that, you know, I heard one of them talk about it. It was one of the last hearings, and of course we were paying attention. Unlike, I think most people could finally tune out. And, you know, they were like, well, is it unusual that the president doesn't follow talking points? Oh, sometimes, yes. I mean, who cares? You know, I mean, he's the president of the United States. If he wants to say, all right, give me all the talking points you'd like, different opinions, come in front of me, and he wants to put a giant X over all of them and go how he wants to go, that's who we elected. We did not elect those bureaucrats to draft the talking points. And you know what it is? I don't think it's even like Republican, Democrat in that bureaucracy. I think it's just they don't like having the lack of control they have.
Exactly.
Over their little
like empires.
If you notice, they're obsessed with you. It's like Ukraine is like the only issue in the world. Well, if you're president of the United States, it's one of many issues going on in the world, and it may not be in the top five, you know,
exactly,
at different points in time. So that's like their only job. And if they don't get exactly what they've been working on for their careers from each president, and this is the president that decided, I'm bucking the establishment, and I told you all that as I'm going in, that's why they've been trying to take him down since the very beginning.
And oh, by the way, where's your proven track record? If you had a proven track record and you were being successful in ridding the corruption there in the Ukraine and you were on top of all this, I might be impressed. But, you know, they get a new president elected, and one of the first things he says to me is, hey, that ambassador you have, I don't like her. Well, what are you going to do? I got the wrong project manager on this job. I better get who do you like? You know, let's get you
serve at the pleasure. Yeah, I mean, it's the whole thing with like Jim Comey and the whole thing with the ambassador. These are people that serve at the pleasure of the president. He doesn't have to have a reason to get rid of them at all. He doesn't have to explain his reasoning at all. These are disgruntled employees. They were, of course, you know, most of them have not left their jobs. They've decided to keep them.
Well, Yovanovitch she tenured up in a very nice sort of way, and she had to smile when they said, oh, well, you did get reassigned, right? Pretty good job, right? George Mason, fellow, how you like it? And she smiled, you know. She revealed her cards on that one. It was an upgrade for her.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, it's just, it is why people don't like politics as usual. And the Democrats, I thought maybe they'd figure that out, but then they put it all on display for people. And putting a bunch of those top-level bureaucrats on display who are not politically appointed for the most part, so who don't really share the president's foreign policy goals or agenda, or support the president even, is kind of like why everyone cringes at Washington. Like, we have for so long allowed those folks. And let me tell you, it takes more than 4 years. It's going to take a lot more than that of presidents to undo it.
Without a doubt.
Run things.
Exactly.
They basically run things. And I think that grosses people out.
Jordan Sekulow, the executive director of ACLJ and member of the president's legal team, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is in London today for the NATO summit as impeachment proceedings continue in Washington. The House Intelligence Committee is today to release its report on testimony and evidence it's gathered over the past month. Trump, after meeting with the NATO president hours ago, was asked about the impeachment proceedings by reporters.
Now they want to go to censure because they have no case for impeachment. So they want to go to censure. I don't want them to go to censure. I did nothing wrong. I don't mind being censured if you do something wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Cyber Monday sales reaching $9.2 billion, according to an initial estimate from Adobe Marketing and Consumer Insights, a 17% increase over last year and a new record. A dangerous winter storm now blamed for at least 8 deaths. It's to keep pounding the Northeast and New England today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Okay, I want you to raise your right hand. You're going to swear after me. This holiday season, I promise to toast and not roast someone. I understand the environment is very tempting, and we've kind of been a little out of control here, a little harsh with our words, but we can be a little bit kinder this holiday season, okay? Because it is a season to be jolly, yet for many people, the holidays can also be synonymous with stress. And one way to make sure the experience is warm this holiday season is slow down. Remember to acknowledge all the things and people in your life that make you feel grateful, and don't rush into that parking spot at the shopping mall, okay? Honking your horns and knocking people out of the way. We can calm down a little bit, okay? We're going to talk about gratitude. You know, gratitude is a thankful appreciation for what you receive, whether tangible or intangible. With gratitude, you acknowledge the goodness in your life, and because in the process, you recognize that the source of that goodness lies at least partially outside of ourselves. Gratitude also helps us connect to something larger than our individual experience, whether to other people, nature, or a higher power for that matter. Tom Segura joins us. Yes, the stand-up comedian, writer, actor, and podcaster brings his sense of humor, and maybe we can lighten things up a little bit, Tom. What do you think this holiday season?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I just want to say that's quite an intro. I feel like you're almost like a professional broadcaster or something. That was great, man.
Don't tell him. I'm still practicing, Tom. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, yeah, man, that's great. I mean, I feel like I'm always snarky and sarcastic and roasting people and just saying awful things. But this practice, I find it to be incredibly beneficial to both. So it was to me when I did it, and I think people will enjoy it. It feels good mm-hmm. to take a moment and just kind of celebrate somebody else in your life.
It really kind of counters the movement today, as I mentioned in the intro. There is this very aggressive and mean attitude, and because it is so, and you know, comedy works on the opposite of what's going on, and has a tendency to stop us in our tracks. So if you can capture people that are going in the wrong direction, and you snap their necks a little bit in a comedic manner, you start getting some positive attention.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's certainly true. And I feel like, I don't know, culturally, it feels like there's a lot of, kind of harshness out there. Mm-hmm. Whether you're watching the news or you're on social media, there's like kind of a negative force field that you sense everywhere. But, you know, it's kind of the nice thing about this whole campaign is that it's really positive overall. It's like it's taking a moment to, mm-hmm. to show appreciation to people in your life or somebody that they might not even know. A lot of times they don't what they mean to you.
Exactly.
So taking that time to do that, it puts a nice spin on things, and you really feel the bond with them after you do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and to your earlier point, according to the survey, most Americans, 84%, agree that in general, people do not express their appreciation for others as often as they should.
Yeah, I would say that certainly seems accurate. I mean, no one tells me anything, so.
Well, we see a lot of diplomats on TV these days that feel unappreciated, don't we?
Yeah, sounds like you got C-SPAN on.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you know, maybe a little bit more than I need to, but I have to for this job. But still, you know, that's what I think. It's like, sometimes you just feel like you want to go through the screen and, hey, can I give you a hug? You know, you need a hug.
You know what's funny, man? I have two kids and they're very young, but my oldest is almost 4. And when I go to school and pick him up, all the kids hug each other goodbye.
Isn't that cool?
And if adults did that, that would be way healthier.
Yeah,
I was like, this is how they say goodbye every day?
Yeah.
They hug each other goodbye every day.
Yeah, maybe we can follow their lead to show gratitude this holiday season. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, if we're not going to start hugging, I mean, that could create new problems for you. Maybe yeah. You just toast somebody. You grab a Sam Adams. You say,
that's right.
Raise a toast. You tell somebody what they mean to you, how they've affected you, how much you appreciate them, and then, you know, post it. Tag someone. Tag Sam Adams Beer, Samuel Adams Beer, excuse me. Hashtag toast someone and just express it, you know. Tell somebody what they mean to you.
Exactly. Yeah, you might be right. If we hug a little preemptively, we might get hashtagged, and that'll give us the opposite of what we're trying to do here. You know, so
just get a signed disclosure, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Approval.
Yeah, I want to hug you. Before I hug you, can you sign off on this? I mean, this has gotten so ridiculous. But, hey, on the positive end, let's talk about the Toast Someone campaign that we're, you know, kind of dancing around here. And this is really neat. I love this idea.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, Sam Adams came up with this idea, and a bunch of my comedian friends, I've seen them doing it, and I was excited to get involved. So, you know, for my personal one, I actually toasted my wife, who's not just my wife and the mother of my kids, but also my podcast co-host, my business partner, and I don't feel like I tell her enough how much she means to me. So it was a very rewarding thing to do. I'm really happy I did it, and she was uncomfortable while we did it, but
right.
Really appreciated it afterwards.
Yeah, without a doubt. So how do we get involved here, Tom?
Very easy. You know, all you have to do is, you seek out the person you want to express that
that toast to, the express your gratitude towards, you grab a Sam Adams Boston Lager or two, you raise a toast, take a photo, you know, tell them from the heart. Just let it spill out of you. People think it's, they overthink it, trying to make it complicated. It's not. The words will come out of you. They'll see the look in your eye. You just give them that toast. And then, like I said, just hashtag toast someone, tag Samuel Adams beer as well. And, just have fun with it, man. And people, I'm telling you, whoever you choose to toast, to raise a glass to, is going to really appreciate it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, as you found out, I mean, this is the thing. You know, it goes back to that old saying that it's better to give than receive. And in a way, when you are, you know, giving the best, you know, which is, you know, you're sharing from your heart to somebody. I mean, what a great gift for the season, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what could be better than somebody telling you that they really, you know, appreciate you, what you know, especially like when they don't express it often. It's like it's just a cool thing to feel that from somebody, like, especially because a lot of times, you know, it's easy to think of somebody and you go, yeah, I really, you know, that person, I don't know what I do without them. But if you don't tell them, you know, how do they know?
Exactly.
It's a really powerful thing when it's actually expressed.
Yeah, before it's too late. So for people that say, Tom, you know, I want to do this, but how do I start?
Yeah, I mean, you just think about, first you got to just think of the person who you want to say it to. I think you don't have to get, you know, too rehearsed on it. Like, as long as you have the person thought out and you look at them and you start telling them, hey, you know, I just wanted to tell you, you'd be surprised. It'll just come out of you. It doesn't have to be poetry. It just has to be sincere. So you just tell the person, this is how I feel, and believe me, the impact will be there. You'll feel it. The recipient will feel it. It's a great thing to do. It'll change your holiday season.
Without a doubt. Worst case, you just grab the neck end of the Samuel Adams bottle, and hit it on the front of your forehead, and you'll be surprised what comes spotting out, right?
Exactly.
It's genius.
Crack the bottle open.
Exactly. Tom Segura, stand-up comedian, writer, actor, and podcaster. As we wrap things up, Tom, where can people go for more information?
Oh, go to TomSegura.com for me, and go to SamuelAdams.com to get more information on this toast. You can also follow them, Samuel Adams Beer, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Has all the information. Go to SamuelAdams.com. Get inspired. You'll love it.
Hey, Tom, have a great holiday. Appreciate it. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
No problem. Thank you.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans? Save it? Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
You know, I got to tell you, it's probably one of the best gifts our founding fathers gave us is liberty. I mean, of course, it's all God-given, so they just participated in it all. But, hey, it's the season. The season of giving, the season of receiving, and the season to be thankful. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. It is time for the Good News Grill. Yes, we're talking Samantha Mao. You go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. You catch up on all the latest viral videos that are just going off the charts. Hey, Sam, how we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Great Thanksgiving. Everybody, you know, played nice. You know, you got the big leg that you always like and everything off the turkey. Everything was fine?
Everything was wonderful, fun, and delicious.
Hey, well, that's good. Hey, good family time. There's just no substitute for it, is there?
There really isn't. You know, I've grown to appreciate it more the older I got. I always loved, you know, our family events, but then, you know, I was talking about it the other day with my husband, and I said, I kind of, you know, growing up, never thought about the fact that everybody didn't get to have a family event like mine. You know, we would go, and it's my grandma and her siblings that host it, and then so it's her siblings, and then our families, you know, all the way down, so I get to have Thanksgiving with my cousins, and I just, you know, the older I get, the more I appreciate the fact that I got to live nearby and know my family, and that I had people that made it a point to do those kind of things. And I think that's something to really be grateful for, and I am.
Now, how did your husband respond? Because, you know, his background, you know, wasn't necessarily here in the country, was it always?
Oh, yeah. So my husband actually grew up in China until he was 12.
Right.
And then he came over here, and it's just been him and his parents. So it's a totally different experience. They've actually joined us before for our family Thanksgiving.
They probably think it's odd. They go, what are these crazy Americans doing, you know, having Thanksgiving and family over and stuff like that? We get the family deal, but, you know, the turkey, I don't know, sir, you know.
I think they actually really love it. Mm-hmm. You know, especially my husband, you know, it's like, it's, I always joke with him. He never expected to be like part of a huge Southern family, and everybody just loves him and takes him in. And he's, you know, he's remarkable at remembering everybody's names and backgrounds. It's like you could quiz him on it, and he knows it very well. So he has really enjoyed it and become part of the family. And I think it's always fun to like share the new different traditions with him. So.
Well, plus when you hear Southern people say his name, that's always fun, right?
It's like a little adventure every single time.
They go. They're probably practicing before they get to grandma's house. Going, okay, now how do we say one thing? He's going, well, no, he's Chinese. He's not Mexican. You're saying it like he's. It's not Juan. He's like some Cabana boy for our sister.
You know, actually, when we go to Mexico, everybody gets his name right because of the way it's spelled. His name's Yushuan, and it's spelled with an X. And every time we go to Mexico, everybody gets it right. We thought it was hilarious because here nobody, like including myself, when we first, it was a difficult name to get. But it's like a little adventure. That's what he says every time someone meets him. It's like a little adventure to.
Yeah, really. He says, "Look at, if there's going to be a second date, you got to know how to pronounce my name at least, right?"
That's right.
Just
okay.
Saying.
For him to marry me.
Excellent. Well, you know, hey, it's because X marks the spot, we know, so that's all important. Hey, interesting story that you say about when you go to Mexico. One year we had some exchange students from China came in, and my wife takes them to, to Tijuana. Well, it was amazing how bilingual the vendors, you know, were there, and they were very fluent. Japanese, Chinese, man, they had all it down. It was amazing. And because, hey, look at it. It's about business, you know. So it was very, very cool. My wife said it was kind of interesting to watch, these young Hispanic kids, you know, being so fluent in Chinese. It was amazing. I said, wow, that's very cool. But anyway, hey, speaking of Thanksgiving and all these good things that happen, and I'm sure everybody has their great stories, and that is great because I love the feeling and the idea of Thanksgiving because it gives us entry into this giving season. You know, this is Giving Tuesday, by the way, and but it really sets us up for Advent and leading us all into Christmas. I think it's just such a beautiful tradition that we have here in this country.
Oh, I do too. Mm-hmm. And so this next story, we actually did it when it first came out 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this.
No, story. I do remember. It's one of my favorite stories. This is so cool. I love serendipity.
I do too. And when I saw it come out, I was like, we have to talk about this next week. So Wanda Dinch, who's now 62, and Jamal Hinton, who's now 20, actually exchanged. They had a text message exchange back in 2016. Mm. It was all my mistake. So Wanda was trying to text her grandson and invite him to Thanksgiving dinner. And so Jamal actually asked her, he's a high school senior at the time, and he said, could you send me a picture so I know you're my grandma? He sends a picture. Well, Wanda's white and Jamal's black, so he was joking. He's like, I don't think you're my grandma, and sends her a picture back. What they decided to do is still have Thanksgiving together anyway, because, you know, he said it's all about family, and she actually grew up in the military, and her husband was military, so they were moving around all the time, and she said, family is beyond blood. It's about the people you want to be around. And for the past four Thanksgivings, Wanda and Jamal have had Thanksgiving together, and he takes a picture every year. And this year, the story just went viral because people are just loving the fact that these two have become such good friends and are still getting together. It's just really great.
This is my grandma.
Yeah, that's
so cool. I love it.
A pseudo grandma.
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing. See, about people in the military. See, in the military, the only color that counts is green. That's all that matters. And I'm not green in dollars, just green in uniform. And that is the color of the utility uniform of most of the military. This next one, you got a 92-year-old who hid a Jewish family. During the Holocaust, meets the survivor's grandchild. Are you kidding me? Wow. How powerful is this?
It's amazing. A 92-year-old Greek woman, she went to Jerusalem and reunited with a family that she had helped save during the Holocaust. She was actually a teenager. This is, you know, over 75 years ago.
Mm.
And her two sisters, you know, they risked their own lives to help shelter a family called the Mordecai family. It was a family of seven from Greece, from Pierre, Greece. Mm-hmm. And actually, like, during the Holocaust, about 80% of the Jewish population in Greece ended up being killed. So this is a huge risk and a big deal to them. And the Mordecais actually lived in Dina's home until their family was, like, their location was compromised and they had to go somewhere else. But mm-hmm. they went to meet her because they wanted to show her that it was all their grandchildren and all their extended family members that got to meet they got to meet Dina. And the reason mm-hmm. it's such a big deal is none of them would be here. You know, her and her sister saved seven lives. But then you see all the lives that come after that and how significant it was for them to put themselves at risk. You know, they were Jewish. They were hiding these Jewish people because they loved them and they thought it was the right thing to do. And, you know, you see meetings like this, and the older this group of people gets, the less we're going to be able to see, like, these special moments with these people who are heroic. We always say that was the greatest generation, and I think they were. You know, in a lot of ways, they had the chance to step up, and it's amazing to see things like that happen.
Well, the thing that's so beautiful is that the legacy continues through these generations going forward, as you say. But for this family, the Mordecais, they'd have been gone. I mean, they wouldn't be, you know, their family would be all but extinct. And how many Jewish families are extinct as a result of what happened in World War II and in other stories, you know, that by the hand of God, one person survives. I was just hearing something else here recently where one person evaded death, and that person went on and, you know, his life intertwines into presidents of this country. It's just phenomenal, you know, when you go back and you think of, you know, just some early history. And we're not that old. I mean, you know, you think about it, you know, even in this country, you know, we're still a very young country. But the traditions and, you know, the legacy of what this country was born out of is just, I think it's phenomenal. It just, again, it's all part of this, you know, this idea of Thanksgiving. Now, speaking of which, you've got students who couldn't go home for Thanksgiving, but they experienced a tradition at Meredith College. Tell us about that.
So I love this story. This is actually, Meredith College is actually an all-girls college in North Carolina. And, you know, for a lot of students who are either out of state or even international, even though Thanksgiving isn't a traditional holiday for international students, it's a holiday break, and they don't get to go home and be with their families like everybody else.
Right.
So what's happened is the president of the school, Joe Allen, she decided to start opening up her school or her home for Thanksgiving meals. She'll host about 30 people. She's been doing it for 9 years now, and she'll have the turkey carving station and all the different delicious things. And then people will go over where in the world they're from. And they said that it's like different students were from South Korea and Japan. And, there was one student from California. And they were talking about they would go on and look at a map when they were there, and this is where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for some of them, like I said, that are international students, this might be their first Thanksgiving.
Exactly. How cool is that? Wow, that is just awesome. We've got time for one more, and I love this story about an 87-year-old man gets his final wish to have beer with his sons. The simple pleasures of life, right?
So Norbert Shem, he was pictured having a beer with his sons, and it went viral because that was his last wish. It's him and his wife and his sons. And he just wanted to have a beer. He's sitting in his hospital bed, and honestly, he has the biggest smile on his face. He looks so happy to just have his family around him and share one cold brew in this last moment. It was the day before he passed away. The image really touched a lot of people, and it had them sharing their own stories, which became amazing in itself.
Could you imagine the impact on his sons as well? Boy, I'll tell you, beyond description. We got to leave it there until next week. The Good News Girl, Samantha Mao.
Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the
the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeat.